Rory, what do you think of that? It was an entertaining game. Could have won it in the end.
Cold. No, but listen, I know we've hit the woodwork a couple of times, but and we could have won it in the end. But if I think a point apiece is probably fair on reflection. But the most positive thing to come from the game is that we've come from behind twice and stuck at it and nearly won it.
So real character to do that.
It's important. It was similar last year that we don't want the first 20-25 minutes of the second half was disappointing. We had the elements and we didn't take advantage of it, and they sort of landed on more second balls and done all the scrappy stuff better than us, and it was a night for rolling up your sleeves. But listen, we did have moments where we looked really, really dangerous in the final third of the pitch, and as we've said that on another day, Jamie's one goes underneath the bar and he hits the bar just before that as well. So I think it was a decent game considering the conditions, and that's the way I see it.
You must have been really happy with the evidence tonight too. Some really, really good performances. Cameron Dunnigan really composed in the ball too, and Kavanagh, excellent.
Aye, Dunnigan was outstanding, I felt, and Brandon showed that he's got real quality and he's only going to get better. But I think there was periods, it was funny because there's periods, I think we actually started the game really well, then they got on top, then started the second half they were better, then we got on top, but just the game ebbed and flowed, didn't it? But as I said, when Jamie goes through 1-on-1 there, you fancy him all day long. But listen, it's hit the underside of the bar and it came out, and that's the way it goes. But he got a brilliant goal, James Akintunde, great assist, showed the ability that he has, and Jamie's tucked it away.
Probably had a shoot for a penalty there too.
I honestly thought it was a stonewall penalty. Thought it was a stonewall penalty, but there we go.
Did you sort of their second goal? The one plays part too high up in the air, but just one of them nights when it's up there.
Aye, when it gets caught in the air and it can swirl around and it's a lottery. But you still don't get any joy in conceding from set plays. We don't want to do that. We want to eliminate that, and all the best teams don't concede from set plays. So, it's a scrappy goal, and I think our goals are great goals. Jamie does brilliant breaks down the right, puts a brilliant pass across, and Joe rams it home, and then similar goal but from the opposite side. So we've had to really, really earn our goals.
And Jamie too. Fret, yes, he's hit the bar twice, we know it, but he was a fret the whole night.
Honestly, it's physically, he's in fantastic condition. That's the first game of the season. He's in better condition now than he was at any period last season. He looks like a proper centre forward, an all round centre forward, a handful. And he's obviously been in the gym in the off season because he's shown real strength and. No, I thought as a number 9 performance, I thought it was very, very good.
Thanks a lot, mate. Rough up Andy Boyle. You know what
I mean? He caused them problems all night, and I think I've gone on record. I think he's a hell of a player, and I wouldn't put a ceiling on where he can go.
Really encouraging, considering you've some big players that come back here as well at the end of the game.
Tonight we've Matty Smith, Michael Duffy, Evan McLaughlin, Ronan Boyce, four outstanding players, and we need people back as quickly as possible.